This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series on Church Arise. And Isaiah chapter 60 and 1 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." And I believe that's speaking to us as the church in this day. And this is why, again, we've been looking at various aspects of this message. And the first one is arise and turn. We must lead the way in repentance, holiness, and humility. And there's no use us pointing the finger at the world when we haven't humbled ourselves before the Lord and repented of our sin ourselves. And so, again, revival starts here. It starts in our hearts. It starts in our homes. You know, at times people complain about maybe prayer being removed from the schools, and yet in reality is TV ensured it was removed from the homes long before that. And so we must rebuild those altars. We must arise and turn and rebuild those altars of prayer and worship and holiness and the fear of the Lord. Secondly, arise and shine. You know, verse 2 says, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you." There's no doubt we're living in dark days. There's lots of disturbing things happening in the world. At times, we can get a little discouraged. And at times, we can become not just discouraged, but disturbed and anxious, perturbed, maybe even losing sleep as a consequence of what's happening in the world. And, you know, the Bible even speaks about that in the book of Luke, men's hearts failing them from fear of those things that are coming upon the world. And so when you think about that, you know, that's Luke 21, 25, "And there will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth, distress of nations, or perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." We're living in those times. And as a consequence, verse 26, "Men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." And so you might say, well, Pastor John, how can I arise and shine? How can I shine when these things are happening? Well, verse 27, I believe, has the key. It says, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." And so the instability and darkness and confusion that are so characteristic of the times we're in, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people." All these things are simply a sign to us that Jesus Christ is coming again and that we need to be ready for his return. And we need to be doing everything we can to ensure that those around us are ready. What are you doing to reach others for Jesus Christ? This is a day for us to arise and shine. So the Bible says the darkness will cover the earth. That's undeniable. Deep darkness to people. But the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. So in the midst of great darkness, we're going to see great light. In the midst of great confusion, we're going to have great clarity. In the midst of great turmoil, we're going to have great peace. In the midst of great destruction and hatred and division, we're going to have great love. And so, again, this is a day for us to arise and shine. And thirdly, arise and build. And this is a day where we must rebuild the old waste places. This is a day where we must, in the power of God, like Nehemiah said, come, let's rebuild the wall. And he was talking about the wall of Jerusalem, but you know what? We could be talking about rebuilding the wall of Dublin or Belfast or London or New York, or, you know, the walls need to be rebuilt in our nations. And then they said, let's arise and build. And so we have a part to play in shining the light and the love that we have found in Christ and offering forth the hope that is found only in him, because only Jesus can do that. And that's why we must lift him up. In John chapter 12 and verse 32, Jesus said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." So again, we have a responsibility to lift up Jesus Christ, because he is the answer. Because, like I said, when you look at the homelessness and the addiction and the brokenness and the divorce and the abuse and the evil and the, you know, the wars and the famine and just the terrible things that are happening in our world, you know, I believe it's calling us as the church to refocus on our calling. We're called to love, we're called to help, we're called to heal, and we're called to proclaim the truth, the only truth that can set men free. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Paul said to Timothy, preach the word. And so, again, we're called to demonstrate the love of God to a hurting world. The Bible says that love never fails. And, you know, we must understand that clearly, that, you know, love never fails. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18, and it says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because the ignorance is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ. So, again, you know, we're not called to go the way of the world. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And so, you know, like I said before, you can become bitter or you can become better. But in reality, our hearts need to be opened also, because at the end of the day, if we don't have the presence of God among us, if we don't have a hunger for God, if we don't have the love of God in our hearts, it doesn't matter how impressive our buildings may be. So again, this is certainly a time for the church to arise and turn, to arise and shine, and to arise and build. And I'm going to finish this tomorrow, but I just pray for every person listening, Lord, that you would encourage them, and that where they are weak, that you would make them strong. You said in the book of Hebrews 11, out of weakness they were made strong. And so, Lord, I pray for every person today that you would build them up, that you would help them to be strong, and that you would give them wisdom on how to build a happy marriage and how to build happy children, you know, how to build their business, you know, how to reach others for you. Help them to be lifters up of people. Help us, Lord, to lift up people, not tear them down. Help us to love people, even those who might challenge us at times, those that we find hard to love, Lord. You are a lover, Lord, and help us to be like you. Help us to love people in Jesus' precious name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today, hoping you join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.